Well, we continue the Tzava of David, after Parashas Vayechi. After the first four Pesukim or so, which, as I mentioned yesterday, were relatively predictable, the Tzava commanding a son to continue in the path of Toras Moshe. Now we come to a very surprising part of the Haftarah, and you've all heard it, so it may not surprise you as much, but it's something that doesn't seem to belong in the Tzava of a God will be Israel. David HaShleim HaMelech, you know what Yoav ben Tzruya did to me. What he did to the two generals of Klal Yisrael, La'avner ben Er v'la'amosa ben Yeser v'yahar game. The fact that he killed these two Jewish generals, v'yasem d'mei mulchama b'shalayim. And instead of choosing a path of peace to the two of them, he chose a path of war. V'yitei d'mei mulchama b'chagai rasai, and he placed the blood of battle on his gartel, on his belt, asher b'masnav, v'nalai asher b'raglam, and in his shoes which are on his feet. Who was Yoav ben Tzruya? Can't resist sharing a riddle with you that I've asked. Who is the most often mentioned female in all of Navi? And I give people 10 choices, they don't get it. You heard it from me, that's why you're nodding, right? Tzruya is the most oft mentioned female in all of Navi. Yoav ben Tzruya, one of three brothers, the children of Tzruya, they were great people, a cousin of David HaMelech. Yoav carried the name Ben Tzruya. He carried his mother's name. There's a certain amount of conjecture as to why. There's no early source for the reason. But one of the most appealing reasons is that we find a number of occasions that where there is a special yichus, negative or positive, a family, the family carried the name of that yichus to give it its prominence or to warn people to stay away. Now Tzruya was a descendant of Yishai, as was David, and because of that, there was some prominence in being called Yoav ben Tzruya, as a descendant of Rus. Well, it was a warning if you held being a descendant of Rus was a problem, and it was a prominence if you held being a descendant of Boaz was a mailah. All right, but anyway, that's not the point. Who was Yoav ben Tzruya? Yoav ben Tzruya is one of my, if you can say it, one of my favorite characters in Tanakh. I don't mean character in a negative name. I mean one of the players of Tanakh. Yoav ben Tzruya is the one who guards the Malchus of David, protects the kingdom of David. Remember, David was first chased by Shaul. Yoav was with him. And then, people don't know, but for 7 years after Shaul's death, he was not king over Klal Yisrael. There was a descendant of Shaul, Ishbosheth, who was on the throne, at least for part of Klal Yisrael. And then when David became king, there were many episodes of challenges to his rule, most notably by Avshalom, but not only by Avshalom. And Sheva ben Bichri, there were a number of challenges to his rule. Yoav ben Tzruya was the one who safeguarded Malchus Beis David in the most selfless way, in the sense that where David was willing to have Rachmanis, Yoav didn't. And David told Yoav when he went to battle with Avshalom, you know, see if you can spare the life of my son. And when it came to it, he didn't. He could have, but he didn't. After the battle was won, he made sure to kill Avshalom. Even though Avshalom had already, in effect, been captured, been ensnared in a whatever it was in a tree, but Yoav, Avshalom was definitely a Meir B'Malchus. We don't find that Yoav was punished for it.
That David was too sore.
See, by Avner ben Ner, it was a different story. By Avner was a great person. He was Shaul's general. He was Shaul's general. Shaul was a legitimate king. He wasn't Avshalom. And Avner ben Ner was not pro-David. He was pro-Ishbosheth. After Shaul died, he wanted the Malchus to continue. But after a specific episode, Avner ben Ner came to the recognition that it was time for the Malchus to switch to David. And he traveled to visit David. And Avner ben Ner was, in his approach, was greeted by Yoav ben Tzruya. And in deceit, Yoav ben Tzruya killed him. Yoav ben Tzruya started talking about a sugi of Gemara. They started, imagine, Gedolei Yisrael, you know, they're middle of, they're busy with politics, in the middle of the meeting, they start talking, heich kidemes chaylatzas. How does a woman with no arms take off the shoe of her brother-in-law? And Avner said, with her teeth. And he said, you can't take off shoes with your teeth. He said, you want to see? And he bent down, and he was in a very compromising position. And Avner, and Yoav killed him. And Yoav killed Avner ben Ner. It was definitely premeditated, because Avner had killed his brother. He held that he was a Goyal Adam. He held that he was a Goyal Adam, that he was allowed to kill him. And the Gemara says they went to Din Torah, and he was found correct in what he did. His killing of Amasa, though, is under much more cloudy and suspicious circumstances. Amasa, too, was a general of Avshalom, of one of the competitors of David. And David, after Avshalom was killed, David always wanted to make peace. He wanted to make peace, and he felt to take Amasa in to be his general. And Yoav killed him. Whether he killed him, motivated primarily for the safety of Malchus Beis David, or because of the competition that he would have with someone else who would be general, is open to interpretation. But Lamaisa, Yoav killed the two. So he killed three. He killed Avshalom, and he killed Yoav, Avner ben Ner, and Amasa. This pasuk does not mention the death of Avshalom. It doesn't fault him for killing Avshalom, but it faults him for killing the other two. And here in his tzavah, he says to David HaMelech, says to take care of him. We'll see how he does in a minute. I should mention, this pasuk is one difficult word. It says, Asha'asa li Yoav ben Tzruya. The word li, the Mefarshim struggle with. Yoav did something to Avner and to Amasa. What did he do li? What did he do to David? How did he hurt David? So,
if you would be Avshalom, you would understand.
Avshalom maybe could understand. Yeah. The Radak says something to the effect. The Radak says something to the effect that people are going to think that David was behind it, and here he was trying to make peace with Avner ben Ner, Amasa, which is going to bring whole Klal Yisrael together, and Yoav went and killed him. Because he's the king, so it affects him. Okay.
He might have thought that David had to have a sense of deniability. That, leave them alone. And he felt for the good of Bnei Yisrael, the good of David, I have to get rid of it, even though...
Time after time, Yoav does it. I mean, there are a few episodes in Navi where Yoav is like gives up his Olam Haba in order to safeguard David. He does things that he can be called into accounting for to safeguard the Malchus Beis David. And that's why, as I say, he's very loyal to David. More.
We don't say that he lost his
Olam
Haba, do we?
No. But look at the Tzavah here. So David on his deathbed says, Vasiso kechach masecha, says, deal with him with wisdom. And don't let him die in peace. Now that is a very difficult thing to understand, both why David would say it. It's interesting, there's a pasuk in Shmuel Beis, Paragimel, where David HaMelech says, I can't do anything about the Bnei Tzruya, they're stronger than me. They're stronger than me, they have a stronger hold on, I don't know if he meant on the people or the Malchus. And it seems here that he's getting back to that. Here he's saying retribution. Now, who on his deathbed is thinking about retribution to people who did things to him? It's like out of character for a God will be Israel to have this type of a tzavah.
So, they made an agreement, and then
I don't know if they made an agreement. They were hoping to make an agreement. So I'll tell you what the Mefarshim say. First up, Arbenel, forever the Pashtun, The Barbanel goes on his own way. He says he didn't tell him to kill him. He says, because he's going to tell him about, just like he tells him about Yoav, he tells him Shimi ben Gera. He says, no, he's telling him, watch out for him. Watch out for him. And you take care of him. If he starts helping you, you take care of him. That's the way that Barbanel touches it. But nobody else touches it that way. The other Mepharshim say that it was to take some sort of revenge. So I know of two Mahalchim. Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz has a beautiful shmooze on this. Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz says that the idea of nekama is a bad mida. Take nekama is a bad mida for a human being. Take revenge, it's a person that takes revenge is worried about himself at the expense of what's right. But he says, we find kel nekama is Hashem. That nekama is a lofty mida. And he brings, we find, also in Shmuel, that the ruach, the spirit of Noves HaYisraeli, Malachim, that the spirit of Noves HaYisraeli, after Noves had died, Noves was killed by Achav. In a very terrible episode, he's killed by Achav and Achav's wife. Just they wanted to get his field. They killed him. They had him killed in Sanhedrin. And later, when it was time for Achav to die, the pasuk tells us that the spirit of Noves up in heaven wanted to come and take revenge. And Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz says, "Why? It's a neshama. It's a pure neshama. Why is it coming to take revenge?" So what the point that Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz makes, and the name of the piece in the Sefer is Kel Nekama Hashem, he says that Nekama, when it's done with human emotion, is a bad mida. It's a bad mida. You're hurting people for your honor. But Be'etzem, it's something called, he calls Mitzui Hadin. Mitzui Hadin means, it's really a chil kvay shamayim, that people do averis in this world with no consequence. That's Olam Hazeh. Olam Hazeh is that people do averis and there's no consequence. It's really a chilul in the sense of a halal of Hashem. Hashem doesn't do anything about it. The mitzui hadin is the idea that if someone would do an avera and immediately lightning would strike him or something would happen as a consequence, that would be kvayt shamayim. Olam Hazeh is a place of free will. There's no such thing. So David HaMelech felt that Yoav did things and there was no din. There was no accountability. He was just too strong a personality in Klal Yisrael for there to be accountability. During his lifetime, David HaMelech didn't trust himself. Maybe it is Nekama. Maybe it is Nekama. Precisely on the deathbed people don't think about revenge. Normal, healthy people. On the deathbed, they're not thinking about revenge anymore. They're thinking about where they're headed. On his deathbed, David felt comfortable enough to say, now I'm doing it because of Mitzi Hadin. And now I'm doing it because of Kel Nekamas Hashem, because it's the right thing to do. Klal Yisrael has to know that if Yoav did things Shalai Kedin, no one's above the law, no one's above the halacha. And therefore, there has to be retribution.
With such a big time gap between what he did and the consequence, how would people understand
it? It's true. I don't know how to answer that, except that the last act, the killing of Amasa, was fairly recent. It was the time of the rebellion of Sheva ben Bichri, which was in the last years of David's life. It's still, even a year is a time lapse, but the question is good. There's a second approach that David HaMelech wanted Yoav to be punished in this world rather than punished in the next world. And the reverse with the Bnei Barzilai, we'll read about in a minute, he wanted that a tzaddik should be punished in this world rather than in the next world. Yoav, who all in all was definitely a righteous person, a great person, had these misdeeds that he did. And he wanted that he be punished in this world. And again, it's not our place to make sure other people get punished in this world. But on his deathbed, with no ulterior motives, David felt comfortable that he could instruct Shlomo HaMelech to do it in whatever fashion he would do it, to take care of him.
Whatever happened when he did.
Well, they put him on trial for the death of Avner ben Ner. And very interesting. He said, Avner killed my brother. Gamagayel Adami killed my brother in an episode in the Navi. And Avner ben Ner said, he was chasing me. He came to kill me. So he was a Raidev. So Avner, so Yoav responded, I guess this trial was before he died, he couldn't have said that, but anyway, or maybe the Beis Din said that.
In such a way, the fifth rib.
So Yoav responded that he stuck him right through the liver. He killed him in the place. I mean, I'm not in the habit of killing people, but it seems the most efficient way. It would seem the most efficient way is to chop off the head, no? Like they do in the. Anyway, he stabbed him in the liver between the fourth and fifth rib, which is the most dangerous place. He said, "Hashta b'dayfin chamisha sicholtale." You're able to do it that way. You couldn't just injure him, and he called him. Beis Din said that they absolved him from punishment for what he did. But David felt that he still shouldn't have done it. As a matter of the Malchus, he shouldn't have done it. So at any rate, that's another approach. These are actually three approaches. The Barbadel, who wants to skirt the whole issue by saying watch out for him. The Reb Chaim Shulevitz, who goes with the approach of Kel Nekaves Hashem. And this last approach, which is that he wanted to punish him in this world. Now, here we have next, the Livnei Barzilai. Hagiladi. So again, on his deathbed, maybe you'd expect this, to the children of Barzilai, Hagiladi, Tase Chesed. To the children of Barzilai, do kindness, Vahiyo Ba'ichle Shulchanecha. And they should be invited to sit at the king's table at the palace. Ki, Chein, Karvu, Eli, Bavarchi, Bibnei Avshalom, Achicha. When I had to flee in the face of the rebellion of Avshalom, and David ran away without adequate food or adequate tools of war. The Barzilai HaGiladi was someone who greeted him. The Pasuk earlier describes Barzilai as the Ish Gadol Me'oid, a very large man. And Gadol, we know in Nach, always refers to someone who does chesed. So Barzilai HaGiladi was a big Isa chesed, and he said, take good care of him. That's interesting. That Barzilai should be synonymous with greatness, and yet the Gemara says about Barzilai that he was shot of biznus. That even though his chesed was good, his main adam lamakim was somehow lacking. And exactly where he fits, I'm not sure. Again, those who want to say that on his deathbed David wanted to even the score for Olam Haba, they say something along the lines that Barzilai was getting his schar in this world. Barzilai did not take him up on the offer. It's very interesting that after this tzava, when Shlomo HaMelech says to Barzilai, why don't you join me at my table? Barzilai says, I'm an old man.
Yeah,
I'm an old man. We go for a good lunch. You know, I stay home and eat my toast and tea, and that's literally what he says. He says, no thank you. And Gemara says, Kofza Olav Zikna. He was very, he aged very quickly. And because of this nus that he was involved in. And therefore he didn't have any pleasure anymore in the meals. Whether he sent his children, I don't know, but it says, B'nei Barzilai HaGiladi Tase Chesed. So that, I don't believe the pasuk says. And finally, the third instruction, V'nei Imcha Shimi Ben Geira. Ben Hayamini Bi Bachurim. Shimi Ben Geira from Sheva Binyamin who lives in Bachurim. Famously, often quoted pasuk, he cursed me a terrible curse when I ran to Machanayim. Who yard lekrosi hayardein, and he ran towards me at the river. He ran towards me. He threw mud at him. He threw mud at David from across the river. And I swore to him im amisra bechorav, which needs a certain amount of explanation, but. Now the story there is this, that Avshalom rebelled and David was forced to flee Yerushalayim. As he fled, Shimi ben Gera was the Rosh of Sanhedrin. He wasn't just an ordinary fellow. Shimi ben Gera said to David, out loud, in front of everyone, you deserve it. You're a Nayef and a Ritzeach, he called him. You're a Nayef with Bathsheba and a Ritzeach with Uriah, and you deserve it. And he threw mud at him in front of everybody. And in one of the most memorable episodes of the whole Sefer Shmuel, the Bnei Tzruya, Yoav and his brothers come, and they say, I don't know why they ask permission, they say to David, the Lashon of the Pasuk is, let's remove his head. Let's remove his head. And David answers with a language that's quoted in the Rambam and in the Chinuch. He says, Hashem Omalei Kalel. He says God told him to curse. It's not his. I have no tie to him. Hashem Amar like Halel. And it's interesting. The Chinuch writes in the Sefer HaMitzvos on the Isra of Nekama that the reason that the Torah forbids Nekama is because we believe that whatever happened to a person because someone else would have happened anyway. It was from Hashem. Hashem Amar like Halel. Someone hurts you. If he went to hurt you, you would have been hurt some other way. If he caused you to lose money, you would have been lost money some other way. And therefore, it makes no sense to take Nekama because it's sort of a lack of faith in Hashem.
We said differently by Paro. We said, how come Hashem punished Paro if he was doing what Hashem wanted? And we said, because he's overzealous. He did it with a little bit too much.
So maybe Shimon Megera was overzealous too.
The okay. The Rambam said that who's really Paro had to do it.
At any rate, the question is a good question. There are mefarshim who hold, G'dayla mefarshim who hold that it is possible to hurt another person if it's not supposed to happen. Yeah, Chaim HaKadosh is famous, the Al-Shuch. There are many who hold that way, that it is possible. It's one of the big machlekes rishayim in the philosophically on Hashgacha Pratis, whether it's possible to hurt someone who is not supposed to be hurt on his own. But anyway, this pasuk, Shem Amalei Kalel, the Rambam brings it in the Sefer, in the Yad HaChazaka, in his Halacha Sefer. That Hashem Amar like Kalel, what an attitude. You know, what an attitude. He's running away from his son and the Rosh Sanhedrin is embarrassing him and throwing mud at him. Alright, so what happens to Shimi Ben Gera? I don't know if you can stand the suspense for 48 hours, but Mitzvah Hashem will pick up on it Thursday night.